Love it when people hit us up.
I get very excited about
Facebook
this.
Facebook page is probably the best place to go, I dare say. The hit Facebook page.
Don't have access to the back end of this stuff. So every time we have a you've got mail scenario, I'm excited because I haven't read it. Yeah.
Well, this one came through from Tony and it reads, "Hi, Gaundy and Ash. I've been listening to you guys support local businesses on the coast. Well done. I wanted to share the attach with you, which might help those local businesses just a little bit more. Two mates of mine, they created a site at their cost to allow people to purchase rain checks," in inverted commas there, "with small businesses for when they return to some form of normality. The intent is to try and keep the cash flow occurring for these small business operators. The founders make nothing out of it, and they've done it to try and do their bit for small businesses. They've been on the project, the ABC, and one of the co-founders is about to join us on the air right now. Simon from Local Rain Check joins us. Morning, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
So great. This is a fantastic idea, and even better that you're not doing it for any kind of profit. Bravo.
Well, thank you so much. It's been quite the project, and we're really starting to build ahead of steam, primarily because of people like you giving us access to the wider community. Because do you know what? When you put something like this in front of Australians, everyone piles in. Everyone just wants to help. The nature of, you know, the volunteering culture in Australia is just so strong. People just want to help out their local community, and it's working really well.
How much did it cost you to put this together?
Days and weeks of our time. You know, there's a cost to us hosting the website, of course. You know, that's fairly minimal. You know, put against people who are struggling to survive in business, to keep people employed, to keep them on full contracts as opposed to making them part-time. When people have those cataclysmic events going on in their lives, the cost of building and maintaining this website, it really is negligible, you know?
So it's obviously something that you know how to do. You know how to build a website.
Yeah, you know, in part this thing was brought about by the fact that we got a little frustrated during the bushfire crisis. Like everyone else, we did a bit of fundraising. We helped run a cake stall down the local surf lifesaving club. And, you know, everyone kind of pitched in, but we didn't really have any skills to help. This time around, when we look at what's happening with local businesses, we do. So my co-founder, John Hallis, he's behind the gift card system that runs the gift cards for lots of the high-end retailers like Chanel and Dior and Tiffany in the country. So John had access to that gift card system. Another friend of mine that I run Nippers with at Freshwater Beach, he had access to, or he runs rather, a website development company. And then we had people, graphic designers piling in, people who are really good with T's and C's piling in. So it became a bit of a community effort.
And what's the response been like, Simon? You're finding a lot of people are buying these rain checks to help the businesses out?
It's been huge. So businesses can self-serve. So we've set the whole thing up so it's fully automated. So as a business, you can come to localraincheck.com.au, sign up and get yourself on the site.
Beautiful.
As a punter or a member of the public, you can go and you can buy a rain check either for yourself or for a friend. And you know what's interesting with these, as is always the case with technology, people find ways of using it you didn't even intend. So we thought people would just go and buy one rain check. But what people are doing is they're saying, do you know what, I normally go out on a Friday night to the pub with a bunch of friends and I can't do that right now. So I'm going to, instead of spending that $30, $50 in the pub, I'm going to buy a rain check for that place for $30. But I'm going to do that every Friday and I'm going to feel like I'm going out. So we're actually giving people the ability to feel like they're back in normality for a little while. But it's a recurring rain check that they're buying. And guess what? When things open up again, they're going to have a nice little credit there to go.
Oh,
and put
man,
the
they're
bar.
Going to have one of the great it's nights.
Damn straight.
All right, localraincheck.com.au. If you're a business and you want to get on there, register, or if you want to help some local businesses out, like Simon said, if maybe you got your, like for me, the Bayview at the Peninsula there, I could just get on every Friday and buy a few drinks and go from there. So it's amazing work that you guys are doing, Simon. What happens when everything goes back to normal? What happens to the website then?
Well, do you know what? We don't know. But that's the other thing. We don't know when normal is going to come back. Lots of the cafes, bars, restaurants, pubs that we're talking to, by the way, we're working with gyms and hairdressers and hotels as well, but lots of those businesses are saying, do you know what? The restrictions are coming up, but you know, if I'm a restaurant, I can still only have 10 people. I can't afford to pay staff. I'll be making a loss. We're months away from being through this yet. So I don't know what it'll look like when we're through this, but what I do know is this is likely to be a struggle for the rest of the calendar year.
Yeah.
So I'd like to encourage all of your users, all of your listeners rather, to get onto localraincheck.com.au. If the business you love is not on there, nominate it. There's a section on the website where you can nominate your favorite businesses.
It's such an easy website to navigate. It's so easy.
That's really good to hear.
All right, easy is what it's all about. Localraincheck.com.au. Love your work, Simon. Thanks for joining us on the air.
Thanks, guys. Love your work, too.